Our interview with Mr. Walker taking place on January 3rd, 1990. Okay, how far did you live from school? About 3 miles?
Mm-hmm.
You had to walk about 3 miles?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who was the first person in your family to go to college?
No.
Okay. Did your family have books at home?
Yeah, books.
Books, magazines, and newspapers
in your
home? Did your teachers ever talk about Black history?
Yes, they did. I remember. Yeah, I already talking about Black history. Mm-hmm. Well, they just seen the thing. But we didn't want to direct the
government.
Mm-hmm.
Were the white schools different from the Black schools? What kind of organizations did your older relatives belong to when you were young, like sewing clubs, various societies? Mm-hmm. Do you know if any members of your family voted in the 19th century?
Voted.
Mm-hmm. What did your older relatives tell you about the way white people treated Blacks? Do you ever mention?
Well, our grandmother used to tell us about the way the Blacks treated the Blacks. Yeah. And then she used to tell us a lot about the way
how were they treated?
Huh?
Did you see how they were treated?
Yeah. Tell us how they were treated. I was grandmother used to tell something about how you been out there. That's what you used to tell. Yeah. Yeah. That's part of our, you know, in this grand. They haven't put us anything much about them.
How were Black people treated by the law when you were young? How were they treated by the law?
How were they treated? Mm-hmm. Well,
I said, Lord, get your man down ready and get your knife, push the ride, tell me.
I don't know this kid, too. I don't know this kid. Dead. The people of I mean, I'm a fan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about the old fam. But I'm a fan. But I haven't seen them have any trouble out of myself. But just like I said, it's been on the white man to be there. Keeping up with everything. They all expecting to keep it up. Keep up. Other words, just land all that note on what you owe him. You see there's some notes too. And that's all I know. But the words. And the route not treating him right. Well, I know he wasn't treating him right. And he didn't try to beat nobody, whip him. He didn't try to get power down. But yet they were somebody. Daddy, just wouldn't keep him accountable. What he's getting from himself. He depends on the white man. I always thought that was wrong. I'm a little fellow, but I just didn't see it. Well, I didn't see it in the future.
How did
you
How did your family celebrate Christmas?
Oh, yes, I can celebrate Christmas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do
you mean? Did they celebrate birthdays?
Yeah. Because he didn't have money to decorate people, we'd have our own decoration by going to different hollers. You know, holler trees, you find hollers. With some red berries on them.
Mm-hmm.
Take that and take them off the tree and put them on the Christmas tree in the house. And you get some kind of paper. You know, different color paper. What kind of paper you throw that? Great. Some kind of.
Great
paper. Yeah. And wrap that around the tree. The tree looked right good too when you get through it back then. Wasn't no lights in there. But the tree looked right good. So that's the way you decorate the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of your happiest childhood moments?
Huh?
What are some of your happiest childhood moments?
Ooh, so bad. I don't know if I could answer that or not.
When you're sleeping smoking.
Huh?
When you're all sleeping smoking. Yeah.
everything, hasn't he? It's about the only thing, hasn't he? Oh, it's so much going on. That thing, I can't say. Yeah, we should get the smoke for us. But we know better than we did. If I was there, it was right here. Yeah. We had to be right. But when you did see it, it's not.
Okay.
And after he found out that he didn't, say nothing. And one day he finally asked Al for a cigarette. And that turned up to be pleasing. And he asked my brother Al for a cigarette. Then they went to smoking in front of him and in front of anybody. He opened the door for us and he asked them for a cigarette. So that's our thing.
Okay.